Good morning and praise the Lord, dear beloved, and to the church in thy house. This is God's word for today, and today we are reading from the book of Jude, beginning in verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under the darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." But these speak evil of these things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts in those things, they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouths speak great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you that there should be mockers in the last time, who would walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Here the apostle exhorts the church to steadfastness in the faith. He warned the people of the potential danger of being infected by false teachers and preachers, of the dreadful punishment which shall be inflicted on them and their followers. The man of God here provides some insight of an awful description of gospel seducers and their deplorable end, falling into the hands of the living God. The apostle here cautions the church against being surprised at such deceivers arising among them. And we know that, as the Bible teaches us and as this scripture helps us to understand, that in these last and even in dark days, so we should not be amazed at what we see in these last days, how people are walking away from the gospel, how people are mocking those that hold fast to the gospel. They use terms to refer to those that are sanctified and holy and walking according to the scripture to try to demean their character, to try to impact them with negativity to cause them to walk away from the truth, like the devil has used them and manipulated them, and they've walked away from the truth. But believers everywhere, we know for a fact that the scripture teaches us, to him that endure to the end, those are the ones that are going to be saved. And so I bid you, let's hold on to the truth of God, live by the gospel, and forget about what other people are saying when they're speaking contrary to the gospel of Jesus Christ, because Jesus himself said a man must be born again of the water and of the spirit. And if that is not a reality in your life, then as the scripture teaches us, if we don't have life, then we don't have salvation. Quote, by providing students in our nation with such an education, we help save our children from the clutches of poverty, crime, drugs, and hopelessness. And we help safeguard our nation's prosperity for generations yet to come. Elijah Cummings. Love God, love others, and love yourself again today. Let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord, we give you thanks again today, God, for your love, your mercy, your kindness that you bestowed upon us again today. Allow us the opportunity to experience this new day, this new opportunity, this new privilege that you provided us to become your sons and your daughters. And for those of us that you've chosen to put your spirit in, God, with the indwelling of the Christ of God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And we're asking you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought. God, that as we continue to move forward, God, you're going to allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives, and we're going to be overtaken with healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation because of your love. God, and so we pray, and I'm asking you, Lord God, to end develop us in your favor, that as we embark upon this day to perform the tasks you set before us, God, that we're going to move forward, hallelujah, demonstrating the gospel of Jesus Christ, knowing that in the last days, mockers and scoffers are out there. There are people out there and people that have high levels of academia. God, they are mocking and they're scoffing at scripture. They're saying things that Jesus Christ was never a son in the earth. He was never born, he didn't exist, and all these crazy things, and people are saying that he was married to Mary, all these different things, God, to try to hurt the gospel. But we know, God, your word is forever settled. We know, God, hallelujah, that you've proven to us down through the years that when the saints got saved on the day of Pentecost over 2,020-some years ago, God, still today, when people receive the baptism of your spirit, the same things take place. And when they receive it, and they receive, God, the education of the gospel, God, they will accept water baptism in Jesus' name, just like they did on the day of Pentecost over 2,000 years ago. But down through the years, men crept in, and men started introducing their own ideas and their own thoughts, their own interpretations, following their own vain imaginations, and turned a lot of people away from the truth. And the devil is still manipulating many that want to seek after the flesh, God, for they're just afraid of some people and they don't preach and teach the truth like they should, God. But we know today that you have not changed, that you are the same today as you were then. You said then that what you said to one, you said to all. You even had Moses to write it in your word, don't add to, nor subtract from. Your word and the laws, your commandments and your statutes, God, and if anybody did so, it was an abomination unto them, God. And so we know today, and on this 15th day of May, here in 2024, God, we know that your word is still the same. You are still the same. God, things have not changed. And until a man admit he's a sinner and repent and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, based on your word that he's not a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how much he want to say that he is, no matter how much he, how frequently he go to the building, God, hallelujah, that we call church, God, but we know that Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and we find nowhere in scripture that he went and erected a building or any edifice anywhere, but the instruction had been given that we, God, that people would build temples and they would build, God, places to go worship. God, but your church is your people, God, that have the baptism of your spirit within dwelling of the Christ of God. So we know today, hallelujah, that you haven't changed, and people that seek you in sincerity and in truth, they are still receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as you give them the utterance, God, and they receive water baptism in Jesus' name, just as they did on the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts in the second chapter. God, so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it. And we ask you, Lord God, to look on all our pastors and our preachers, God, our teachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but pastors in particular, because you said in your word that you would give your people pastors after your own heart that would feed the people with knowledge and with understanding. And that's understanding of that knowledge, and that's teaching them about you, who you are, how you inspired holy men to write what you wanted us to know even today. And you, by the indwelling of your spirit, as you choose to take abode in us by God, when we repent, God, and we accept it, God, and you baptize us with the indwelling of your spirit, you provide us with the ability to have a greater understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, and we thank you for it. We give you praise and we give you honor. God, and we know, God, hallelujah, that there are many people, God, they are allowing themselves to be deceived because it's manipulating of Satan, because there are people, God, that they sit around and they hear people teach the Bible. They hear people, God, instruct them according to scripture. And they hear these people preaching and teaching. God, then they get up and want to go and preach it and teach it, but they preach it and teach it like they did, but God, but they never accept the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They don't seek you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but we know today. So we pray for them. So I'm asking you, God, again today, and as many as understand and believe, likewise, God, we're praying together, asking you, every church everywhere, every pastor everywhere, God, hallelujah, if they don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, we are praying that they will humble themselves, that you baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they too will have the indwelling of the Christ of God. And for those of us that confess the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that you will grant us a refreshing, God, of that baptism, God, so that when we preach and teach this gospel, we do it without being afraid of what people are going to say about us. We're going to do it, God, without any fear, God, without any favoritism, looking for advantage with special people. God, hallelujah. And we're going to preach it and teach it, God, hallelujah. God, without being afraid or being, God, manipulated by people offering us large sums of money to preach what they want preached, and to don't preach about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, repenting from a life of sin, to accept God the indwelling of your spirit. But for those of us that understand, we're going to preach and teach this gospel, God, and we're going to demonstrate it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence to help people that don't know and don't know that they don't know. God, hallelujah, that they're going to open their ears to hear what you are saying, God, to them out of your love, out of your compassion, out of your mercy, God, and they're going to hear it. And when they open their hearts, God, to receive the truth, God, at your discretion, God, you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. that they too will have the indwelling of the Christ of God, that they too will be able to impact the lives of those around them. God, hallelujah, to help them to know that if they just humble themselves and pray and seek your face, God, that you're going to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost. You only do it at your discretion when you decide that you're going to do it, God, because you know the heart of a man. And there are some, God, hallelujah, that over time we know that there are some, God, that they'll seek you, they'll pray, and they'll even fast for a while. But then if it doesn't happen, they allow people to talk them out of it, and they quit and they back off. God, but hallelujah, but help us to help them to understand that you know the heart of a man. And if it's not in our heart to really want to be saved, to really seek you, to walk away from the darkness that we're in, God, they're not going to come out of that darkness. But when they humble themselves, God, hallelujah, because we know, and as I say every day, God, because I'm praying, God, and I'm asking you, God, if my prayers have any merit, help, God, the pastors everywhere. God, hallelujah, because we know today with all this denominationalism in Christianity, God, all of it can't be right. God, hallelujah. So we're just praying and we're asking, lead us and guide us into the truth of the gospel, that we, God, humble ourselves before you, that what happened when the church first began, that we have that experience, we take the same courage. God, even as you sent Jesus in the land and he took the courage to do what you charged him to do, and the world hated him until his own people, the people that he came to save, God put him on the cross and thought they took his life, but they only made the way for him to be multiplied. Hallelujah. God, and then his disciples, when you ordained them to be apostles and you sent them to different countries to go and establish Christianity where people knew nothing about it. God, they preached and they taught, and the people didn't like them either, and they killed them too. They became martyrs for preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we know today that there are still those, God, that well, they mock and they scoff. They try to belittle our character. They will lie on us. They will do things, God, and if some of them are audacious enough, they will physically try to hurt us and maybe even take our lives today, because we are preaching against the sin that they're living in. We're declaring and we're shining a light on the ignorance that they're in, that lack of understanding that they're in. And they're remaining there because they're running in a circle. God, we know that, like the circle, God, we're just talking about the groups that they run with, the people that they spend their time with. All of them believe the same thing the same way. So they're not going to believe anything outside of what they have decreed and conspired together to believe. God, hallelujah, but that's exactly what Jesus did to help those come out of that kind of lifestyle, to come out of that mentality. The apostles died as martyrs, God, for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you sent them out to get people out of that mindset, God, to bring them in, God, that, and you said through your word that you are not a respecter of persons, God, and as to as many as will believe on the name Jesus, God, you will give them power to become sons of God by helping them to understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we know that the power, the knowledge, the information, the wisdom, the courage that comes from your word will empower us, God, to know that if we seek you in sincerity and in truth, God, because we know that you are everywhere all the time, knowing everything with the power to change things as you desire, God, and the devil doesn't want us to believe it. He doesn't want us to trust it. So those people that whose minds he has manipulated, and they speak of things that only pertain to the flesh, God, he's using those people. And they are just constantly in the ears of believers, and particularly the newest people, God, that have come to the knowledge of the truth. The devil is constantly in their ears telling them, that's old folky, that's old stuff, that's old school. You don't have to do all of these things. But God, but for those of us that understand, for those of us that came out of that darkness, for those of us that you brought out of that lack of understanding, God, we know that your word doesn't change. We know that you've called us to be peculiar. We know that you've called us to be a holy nation. We know that you've called us to be that we have a royal priesthood. We know that your word teaches us to come out from among them and be separate. We know that your word said when we find a brother that's walking contrary to the gospel, that we've learned to avoid him, that he might turn and see, and that we can help him and pray for him that he'll come out of that darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So God, this is why again I say hallelujah for the preachers and the pastors everywhere that are taking the courage to stand up and preach this gospel, knowing that people don't like them for it, knowing that people don't want to hear it. But we also know that there are people that do want to hear it. There are people that are sitting in congregations where some of these pastors that will not preach, God, the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues and baptism in water in Jesus' name. And some of those people are genuine in their efforts. They just don't know the truth because they stay in that circle. God, but when you see their heart and when they begin to cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, God, we pray, God, that you will prick their hearts. They'll open their ears to hear the truth. And when they hear the truth, God, hallelujah, at your discretion, God, you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as you give them the utterance. And they're going to go back and tell people, hallelujah. I was just on my knees praying last night, and I was just asking God, hallelujah, to just save me, hallelujah. God, because they just begin to say to themselves and asking you, God, I believe that the day is coming that the Lord Jesus is going to stand in the clouds, hallelujah, and he's going to call the righteous. And I know that the Bible says that the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And they begin to cry out to you, Lord, and Lord, save me that on that day I'll be able to hear his voice too and get caught up. God, and you baptize them with the Holy Ghost and they go start sharing it with others in their circles and hopefully and prayerfully. God, others will be able to accept that light, that knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they too will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, so continue to refresh your pastors everywhere. Continue to grant us this courage. Grant us, God, hallelujah, God, with that zeal, with the knowledge of your word to stand firm. God, and no matter, we're not going to get caught up in new philosophies and doctrines, however popular it gets, whoever it is that we know that become a part of it, we're not going to yield to it. We're going to hold fast to your truth. God, because if everybody walk away from us, from where we are, God, we know that the word still does not change, and we're going to hold fast to your word because, God, there are other people that really want to be saved. They just have not found themselves going to the places that they could hear the truth. So we're asking you, God, to let the pastors preach, God, that people's faith can be increased, and as their faith is increased, God, hallelujah, for those that have lost their livelihoods and their self-sufficiency, rather than turning to immorality, rather than turning to getting caught up in some kind of mischief or some kind of promiscuous activity, God, that they're going to turn to you and they're going to cry out to you, hallelujah. Lord, wherever I failed you in word and deed or in thought, please hear my cry and forgive me, Lord, hallelujah. And when they begin to cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, God, you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. You're going to save them from this underworld generation, hallelujah. You're going to restore, God, their self-sufficiency. You're going to restore their financial independence, God, hallelujah. And they're going to go everywhere and tell everybody how they had lost it all, but they kept praying, they kept seeking you, they kept crying out to you, not just when they went to church, but they did it at home. They prayed and they sought you and they learned how they'll conduct themselves everywhere they go. And when they kept praying, and then one night, one day, one afternoon, one morning, hallelujah, one midnight, hallelujah, that you baptized them with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and you refreshed them, you gave them back their livelihoods, God, hallelujah, and hopefully and prayerfully as they share their testimony, others will give heed, and they will begin to seek you, God, because we know that you're very desirous of the salvation for people's souls, because you said all souls belong to you. So God, those of us that you have saved, you saved us, and by us, others can be saved. So God, that we pray for them, God, that are allowing themselves to be manipulated with vain philosophies, these new doctrines and that people are coming up with, and God, and all of these people, they're just saying things, well, they're using terminologies the Spirit told them, And some of them have the audacity to say that you told them to tell this and that, hallelujah. But God, what we know is, it's written in your word that you said you don't change. Since you don't change, what you said to the first church, still the same. Hallelujah. So we're going to continue to seek you, God, for those that have lost their way and they've been manipulated by people that preach and teach contrary to the gospel and what's written. God, we are praying for them that the day will come that they will humble themselves and cry out to you, Lord, I see, I recognize the darkness that you got me out of. I recognize I'm doing things and saying things and talking in ways that I had walked away from. God, but I know I'm back in sin because I'm doing those things that I had not been doing. So please forgive me, Lord. Refresh me, Holy Father. God, and when you hear that sincerity, God, you're going to move by your spirit. You're going to refresh them. You're going to get them back out of that darkness. Hallelujah, because they are confessing to you, I was doing all right. Hallelujah, until I started spending time with these people and that congregation and those people. God, because I got upset with somebody where I was, I let the devil manipulate my thinking. And I lied to them and told them that, Lord, that you told me to go somewhere else, but I find myself back in darkness. When they hear that, you hear that cry from them. God, we know, God, that at your discretion, you're going to refresh them. You're going to get them back out of that darkness and bring them back into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ so that people will see their walk. They will see what they do. They will hear how they talk about you. God, hallelujah, and it's going to impact others, and that hopefully those that lured them away will see the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that they too will turn and begin to cry out to you, forgive me. And we know, God, that you'll save every man because you're not a respecter of persons that cry to you in sincerity and in truth, admitting, God, that they're sinners and they want to be saved. So we thank you, we praise you, God, for restoration. God, for deliverance from being drawn back into darkness and persuaded by those, God, that Satan has manipulated their minds. We ask you, God, to let that faith also grow in those of us. God, you let us know through your word that in the last days that afflictions would come because the righteous have been afflictions have been appointed unto the righteous. And so we know that when adversity, hardship, and trials come, when we know, God, that when God sickness come and our bodies are afflicted, God, with whatever it might be, some disease, some affliction, God, some malady of some sort, we know, God, that we're going to continue to hold fast to your word. We're going to strive with diligence to keep our trust, our faith in you, God, hallelujah. Even when, God, as Job did, God, he was body full of skin worms, hallelujah, could barely see, but he never gave up on the fact that you're God and you're God alone and you could turn things for him. He even testified, I'm a wait for my appointed time because I know my change is coming. And so everyone, God, today that's in a hospital room somewhere, God, in some convalescent home or nursing home or some rehabilitation center at home, wherever they are, God, but they're crying out to you. God, hallelujah, forgive me anywhere and everywhere I've failed you, in word, in deed, or in thought. God, hallelujah, and heal my body. God, hallelujah, and when they begin to cry out to you, God, we know you hear them, and at your discretion, God, for those that you will, you're going to get them out, just heal them from that sickness. God, every trace of that spirit, God, that's afflicted their body, you're going to drive it out. And they're going to be free from it. And the people are going to be amazed and astonished. God, hallelujah. God, that what they see. And they're going to have to testify. It had to have been God. Because the medication that we would administer them didn't work. God, hallelujah. So we thank you. We praise you. We honor you, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, God, hallelujah, to strengthen those that have lost loved ones and their hearts are heavy. God, in the name of Jesus to Christ. Strengthen them, God, that you'll comfort them and console them and help them to be able to move forward and live their lives to give you glory and honor. God, and for those in homes, because of the faith that's being preached and being demonstrated of the gospel, hallelujah, people are going to pray in their homes. They're going to read scripture together in their home. They're going to get their family together. One, God, it might be the children that can keep praying, and they pray out loud, and they're praying and asking God, hallelujah, to you to step into their homes. God, and then their siblings, God will see how fervent they are and how serious they are. The parents will realize how serious that child is, that they will humble themselves and begin to pray together with them. Or the parents will begin to pray because they're the ones, God, that know you are one of the parents, God, hallelujah. And when you hear that sincerity, God, and the children living in rebellion, spouses living, God, in contrariness, all of these things, but when that fervent, sincere prayer, God, when the constant reading of your word is done, God, hallelujah, God, and the people get out and get to the church house, and they begin to pray with other saints in your holy sanctuary, God, and they begin to cry out to you, God, then you're going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost, and after a while, the entire family had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, and all those spirits that had taken abode in their homes, God, they will be driven out, hallelujah, God, and their homes will be free, God, hallelujah, that your spirit, God, will fill that home. And again today, Holy Father, this is my prayer and my hope, and I believe, God, that everybody everywhere believe the gospel of Jesus Christ for what it is. They believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost as it's been demonstrated. God, we know that, hallelujah, that the day is going to come that the Lord Jesus is going to stand in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God, the voice of the archangel, hallelujah. God, and when that trump shall sound, the Bible declares that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I know that everyone believe it. Thank you, God. We praise you. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we also, God, we know that until that day shall come, the enemy is going to still be out there seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. God, and he's seeking to manipulate people's minds. But God, we know with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the indwelling of the Christ of God, hallelujah, you're going to keep us enveloped in your favor. You're going to continue to maintain our cause. You're going to continue, God, to help us to understand the intended purpose of the gospel. God, because you're going to lead us by your word in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We're not going to give heed to all of this new stuff that people have brought into Christianity saying it's you. God, hallelujah, but we know that you're going to supply us with whatever it is that we need to be who you would have us to be in this last and evil and dark day according to your riches in glory. So in Jesus' name, God, we submit this request again today. This is our prayer and our hope in Jesus' name, and we believe that we're going to have what we ask. Amen, and thank you, God, and we do believe it so. Hallelujah, everybody, everywhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember again today, things are not as bad as they seem. Nothing had happened to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe.